So my name is Hope Gresser. I am a master's student in the public history program at the University of Western Ontario. Today I am in Ottawa, Ontario, and the date is the 29th of July, 2020. Now, if you could say your name and where you are.
My name is Gwendolyn Way. I live at Bridalwood Retirement Residence.
So you don't need to give the address.
Oh, okay. Ottawa.
Ottawa, right. Okay. So you and I have known each other for...
About four years,
yeah, when I volunteered at the retirement home.
All right.
So, first question. What do you remember about when all of this started? Do you remember when you first heard about the virus, and what did you think about it?
I'm not quite sure when I first heard, but I think it would be sometime in February of this year when it came on the TV, but I can't remember the date. But I'm sure it was February because we had to, they started shutting us down on March the 11th, quarantine, like nobody could come in. So I would say maybe the middle of February, but I'm only guessing.
Right. So what did you think about it originally? Did you think it was going to be a big deal, or did you think it was
I thought it was going to be in China, and that it would stay in China.
Right.
I didn't think it would be over here ever. I got quite a surprise when it was.
So when they started shutting you down, how did that go?
Well, I think we were very surprised because I was out having lunch with my mother and nothing was said. And when we got back, I went to come home. And the door was closed. We had to go through the front door, and all the other doors were closed. So we were surprised. And then they told us, asked us questions as we came through the door. And one of them was, have you ever been to China? And I said, are you out of your mind? But they had to ask that question. And they took our temperature, and that was the beginning of our quarantine, I guess you could say. We couldn't have visitors come in, and that was a surprise. Hmm?
So how often did your brother come before all of this started?
My brother only has come once a month, so he was coming on... came on March the 11th and thought he was coming the next month, but as the door was closed and they told us that we couldn't have visitors.
Right.
Yeah, but now he's come back. It's open. Yep.
So when they started saying you couldn't have visitors, were activities inside the residence the same, or did they start to...
Oh, no, they had to stop... We couldn't all get together in the lounge, so most of the activities were stopped. The entertainers couldn't come in, and we couldn't go in a group or anything. We had to stay in our room most of the time,
right,
because they didn't want people together, and then they... we had been four at a table or six. Then they had two at a table.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was quiet, you know. You were in your room, but we could still have our meal downstairs, our meal. So that was wonderful because I wouldn't have liked it if we, like, in our room all the time.
Right.
But an awful lot of activities were stopped. You know?
Yeah. So did when they started putting two people at a table, did they have to add more tables and more sitting to the meals?
No, they took away quite a few tables, eh?
Okay.
Well, no, because, I mean, they separated the tables. So, I forgot what we're talking about the tables.
What did you ask me?
I forgot.
Did they have to have more times for you guys to go downstairs, or did they just pull the tables apart and there were more tables?
Yes, they just put the tables apart, and then there were more tables. Yeah.
Okay. Did you notice the staff? Was it the same staff the whole way through, or did people stop working or start working sort of thing during all of this?
Well, we had the same staff, and at first they didn't have the masks on. I can't recall when they had the masks, but it wasn't the first day or something, you know.
Right.
Yes, okay.
So, next question. How does this compare to any other epidemics, pandemics, or health crises you have lived through or experienced in the past?
Well, the worst experience I ever had in the past, I think, was much worse than this. I had TB and had to go into a sanatorium.
Right.
I was there for about 19 months, and I had pneumothorax. That's sticking a needle between your ribs. Worst thing I ever had in my life. And I had that for more than a year there, and then I left and I had to take it for another year. Was putting a pneumothorax, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is putting air somehow with this needle into your lung that they collapse part of the lung so it would heal. That was the worst thing that ever happened to me. This about the virus was not as half as bad as that.
Right. When you were in the sanatorium, were the restrictions on what you could do and where you could go and people wearing face masks and things like that, was it worse than this or similar?
Well, it was bad because you were, when you first went in, you were in the main pavilion, and you had to stay in bed,
right?
Because you were really sick. And I had three roommates. They were very nice, and some of the people would say they didn't have TB, but they had TB. But one thing that was better was that you know something about TB, you see,
yeah,
and you know you can get well. I find this virus is rather makes you nervous.
Yeah.
Because you don't know anything about it. In the sand, we were never nervous about our health because we were there and we knew they were going to help us get well.
Because I know you and I have talked in the past about the fact that we don't know when all of this is going to end.
Yeah, that is the worst part of this virus. That we don't know really what it is about. I mean, you're breathing, and sometimes it may be in your head. You know what makes me nervous is if you do have it, does it leave any bad things, you know?
Yeah.
Does it leave you with your lungs bad or your head? It's the not knowing that makes you nervous.
And we're not going to know for years.
No, I know. But I don't think I'm going to be around that long. At 92. the Lord may be calling me.
Hopefully
who knows?
Not too soon. all right. So what does a typical day look like for you now, and how is it different from before everything shut down?
Like, what is my typical day?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's like the, now it's started to open up, and we can have the entertainers.
Oh.
And we can go out. But, you know, some of us are a bit wary because where can we go? You know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what stores are open and which stores aren't open. And so we're kind of my brother will be coming to see me once a month. But, that you know, they still have to go through all this and ask them questions when they come in and take their temperature. And it's getting to be a pain. It really is. But anyway, we have to do it. And we realize, all of us realize, that Bridalwood has to be strict because we don't want to get the virus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't grumble to the staff because the staff have been wonderful, absolutely wonderful. So we talk amongst ourselves, but we don't say to the staff that we're fed up because I'm pretty sure the staff are fed up. Yeah. Okay.
So what are you doing? I guess you have a lot of free time. What are you doing when you're in your room, when you're not doing the activities that you usually have?
Well, I do crossword puzzles. I do word research. I'm always on a project of the Bible. I read the Bible every day. And I've wanted, I'm getting on, so I have to do things about the Bible now while I'm around. And I have usually have a project. I have one now. I have gone through my concordance and taken the people's names that I'm interested in the Bible and who had what sons and daughters and all this. I finished the New Testament and I'm on to the Old. And that takes time. And I talk on the phone a lot. And I write letters a lot. I keep busy. I keep my head going, you know, mentally.
Yeah.
Read books. Oh, I read lots of books. Every night at about 9 o'clock, I start reading a book. Much more than before.
Yeah.
And I watch the TV only at night. So that keeps busy.
Yep.
Anything else?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think a lot of people are reading books more.
Yes.
I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you, how are you getting supplies right now? How are you getting things that you need from the outside world?
Your dear mother is doing it for me. So you better just say, well, I don't know, you can say your mother's name. Carol.
Yeah, I can say Carol.
Yeah, she does it, thank goodness, because I don't know what we do without her.
How are
so
other
she
people...
gets our groceries.
Yeah.
My groceries. Well, I don't need many groceries, but I need something at the drugstore or something like that.
Right.
So when she goes shopping for her own, she gets something for me.
And how are the other residents doing that? Do you know?
Well, I think a lot of the other residents have... there's only about two or three of us here that aren't married.
Right.
And so everybody has children. And the sons and daughters go and get the things for their parents.
Right.
That's how, you know, they get things. And then we have a tuck shop, which we didn't have before. And you go twice or three times a week. and you buy things that you may need, and you can tell her if you need something.
Oh, okay.
So everybody, they have their relatives to do that, or their friends.
Right.
Mm.
Is there anything you miss?
Oh, I miss going out in the van. We used to go once a week to do our shopping, and we haven't done that since March the 9th when we were close. So they haven't used the van yet. So I really miss that. And I also wish they didn't have to wear the mask. They've been wearing the mask. And I find, because I'm hard of hearing, I find when, not so much when they're talking to you, but about other things, but at the table for our lunch and supper, when I don't like the first meal that we have, the first food, I ask, what else do we have? And some of them mumble, and you can't hear what they're saying. So my partner, a table partner, she's deaf, but not as deaf as I am, and she'll say, Gwen, it's meatballs. Or Gwen, it's chicken. I find that it's very difficult to hear the girls telling you what you have to eat.
Right.
That's one of the bad points, because they have the mask on and they're talking fast.
And do the residents have to wear masks at any point, or is it just the staff?
No. Even when Alan and when my relatives come to see me, they come up to my room and they wear a mask. I don't have to wear a mask. But okay. I have to wear a mask if I went out to the store, just down across the way.
Right.
Yep.
So what do you think your friends and family and the other residents are feeling about all of this?
My friends and relatives? My relatives are very pleased that Bridlewood is so strict.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's for us, which it is. They're being very strict. And when they kept the people out, not one of us so far, knock on wood, have had the virus here. And so they are very pleased, and sometimes I grumble. I find the first 3 months were okay. July, because you don't know how long it's going on. But you have to say to yourself, well, just take it today. Get through today. Right. If you start worrying about how long this is going on, you're going to land in the nut house. So we don't worry about tomorrow. We just get through today.
Right. And the other residents? I know you said you're grumbling amongst yourselves.
Yeah, when we talk amongst ourselves, we say, well, how long is this going to last? But we're all pleased that Bridlewood is strict. Because if they weren't strict, we might get the virus. We don't want the virus. So they're... We can all take it if we take it one day at a time. And it's best that we talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you speak to each other, you feel better, I think.
Yeah.
But we don't discuss it with the staff, because the staff are doing their very best to help us. So we don't want them to know we're a bit discouraged sometimes. But I'm taking it one day at a time. And when it's over, it's over.
Yeah.
But boy, it gets on your nerves at times.
Mm-hmm. If you were writing a book about this point in time, about the pandemic, what would you include?
About the virus or what we're doing?
About how you're doing.
How am I doing?
Or about how the virus is affecting other people.
Well, I think it's affecting us all, but we know that it's for our own good.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of accept it. But we'd feel better if we knew how long, which of course we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've kind of got used to it, if you know what I mean. by 5 months, we know, you know.
Yeah.
That you know, we just carry on, and now the entertainers are back, so that's once a week, so that keeps us busy, and also they have the exercises now and all that.
Oh, good.
But everything, you have to mark everything down, like if you're going to do exercise, you have to put your name, they have to know how many are coming to the exercises and to the other things. So they're opening up very slowly.
Well, that's good. What sort of entertainers have you had any so far?
Yes, we've had three. We had one yesterday, but I had the runs, so I couldn't go. He's Welsh, and he's a wonderful singer. And we had Arlene Quinn last week. No, 2 weeks ago, I think. She's very good. And then the next week, we have it now every Tuesday. Jimmy, I can't remember his name, he came. And I've missed the three because Alan and Roseanne came one day, and I didn't go to hear Jimmy, and yet I couldn't go because I had the runs. So I've only seen it once. But I didn't miss the entertainment at all. Because I was busy in my room.
Right.
And you keep busy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you read a lot and you write letters and all that stuff.
So, is there anything you'd like to talk about? Anything you'd like people to know about going through the pandemic?
Well, I'd like everybody to do what they're supposed to do, and maybe we wouldn't be having this reoccurrence.
Right.
You know, the youngsters I find are going swimming and they're going to the beach, and they are not paying attention to this distancing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. And even in the elevator, we're only allowed to. I think if everybody did what they're supposed to do, the virus might end sooner or later. But it's not going to end when you see them in the States on the beach and you see them in Canada on the beach. Everybody is not doing what they're supposed to do. And if they did, the virus might stop.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think that it would still be happening, but it would be happening a lot less. And
yes,
we might be able to get it under control for sure.
Yes, yes, yeah. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yep. Only
yep.
Time will tell, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have, Gwen.
Oh, well, gosh, that wasn't bad.
No, it went very fast.
Yeah. And my gosh, you have to send all this stuff out all the time?
Yep.
Every time you have somebody you talk to?
Yep.
Oh, my golly, that's keeping you busy. Well, that was very interesting.